So the government has effectively cut a $2.7 billion check to Metro to effectively do what they like. It's a blank check to look at upgrading and maintaining the network without any oversight. This is a bit like somebody building a house and not having a contract. It's just not good enough for Daniel Andrews to go out with a hard hat and high vis and cut ribbons on his big build when we know we have big issues with the infrastructure of our basic network, getting the network right. We know that certainly in terms of reliability and punctuality, the network's not meeting that for Victorians. Victorians are struggling to get home on time because of punctuality and reliability targets. The government needs to get the basics right, and the Auditor General's report is very damning to show between 2017 and 2022, the government have failed to actually deliver, and Metro have failed to deliver on those basic targets. There is no measure on a plan. It's a plan with no detail. And to have a situation where people are not able to have the basic infrastructure for the 15 rail networks right is a failure of the system. We've got to have a plan, and Metro need to have proper accountability. You can't have a situation where the government cuts a check to Melbourne Metro to deliver a project and not have proper oversight. And that's what the government needs to do going forward when it comes to delivering on our transport system. In terms of yesterday, can I say how disappointed, upset and angry what we saw on the steps of Parliament made me feel yesterday? This is a blight on Victoria when we have a situation of Nazis standing and effectively Nazi saluting on the steps of Parliament House. It's really unacceptable for that to happen. Today we're in Elsterwick, in where the largest Jewish community reside. Across the road we have In One Voice, which is the largest Jewish community festival celebrating life within the Southern Hemisphere, and we have Nazis trying to end life on the steps of Parliament. It is unacceptable, and Victoria Police need whatever powers they need to ensure that those Nazi sympathisers do not get away with what they have yesterday, and we don't have a repeat of what we saw yesterday happen again in Victoria. We celebrate multiculturalism, we celebrate diversity, that's what who we are, that's what we're about, and we just can't have this type of behaviour. It's unacceptable, it's sad, and unfortunately it's also unsafe. For me, if this isn't something that is absolutely very, very scary for everybody, we have the largest population of Holocaust survivors here in Caulfield, and the last thing that they want to be confronted with is Nazis saluting, Heil Hitler salutes and goose-stepping outside the front of Parliament House. It's got to stop. We've got to have the laws, and whether it's a change of police laws, whether it is more resources or more training for Victoria Police, we will stand, the Liberal Nationals will stand side by side with the government to ensure that the police have the powers that they need to ensure that there are consequences for those people that actually behave in this way.
Do you think it was good enough yesterday that the police were there just to simply keep the peace and manage the crowd? Should they have done more? I mean, the behaviour was offensive.
I was really disappointed with yesterday and what happened. I think that most Victorians looking at that footage would have expected more. If it is a situation, and I know Wayne Gatt's been out from the Police Association, also really disappointed with what happened. We've got to give police whatever powers that are needed to ensure that there are consequences. If people behave in this way, they need to understand that there are effectively laws to and ramifications for doing this. And we work very closely along with the government on banning the Nazi swastika. And I think you've already seen a reduction of that symbol being used. But these guys are no better. Quite frankly, this is incitement of hate and violence. This is, quite frankly, worse than a flag. If somebody is using an act like they do of saluting, a Hitler's, Heil Hitler salute, goose-stepping outside the front of Parliament House, that is offensive, that is inciting hate and violence, and we need the laws to protect those people from this kind of outrageous behaviour.
A member of your own party, Robin, was there. She was supporting the anti-trans movement. Neo-Nazis say they were there aligned with that movement. What do you make of that? Do you support her action?
Yeah, Yeah, look, I've had some initial discussions with Moira, and I'll have more. I'm told that many of those that were at the protest yesterday also felt very unsafe from these neo-Nazis. At the end of the day, I think those neo-Nazis, is one thing about protesting, is one thing about inciting hate, and that's what those protesters were doing yesterday. And quite frankly, it's unacceptable, and no one should be allowed to do what those neo-Nazis did yesterday on the steps of Parliament House.
Do you think it's appropriate that the Liberal Party member was there supporting the anti-trans movement?
Well, her views are not my views, and I don't think the views of the Liberal Party and most of mainstream Victoria, but she has a right to her views. And at the end of the day, it is one thing about expressing those views and expressing them peacefully, but those neo-Nazis, they're the focus for me, and that's where the laws need to be there to ensure that those people that behave that way, that there are consequences for that behaviour.
Do you know if there's any internal discussions in terms of her being appropriate to continue as a member of Parliament?
Look, we'll have discussions with Moira, that's all I'll say. We were all very, very disappointed with what we saw yesterday, and particularly with the neo-Nazi behaviour. It's unacceptable. People have a right to protest. No one has the right to incite hatred and violence like those neo-Nazis did yesterday. Absolutely. I mean, we're standing here where Nazis targeted Jews, but they target those from LGBTI communities. And that's very much where these people are at. Anybody from any other background other than white is who these Nazis target. And, you know, we've got to protect everybody, including those from the LGBTI community. I think, you know, we saw what those neo-Nazis, the signs that they were holding up and the horrific language that they were using. That's appalling. No one should be called that. We have a fantastic inclusive society here in Victoria. We celebrate diversity and inclusion. We had the multicultural dinner last night with thousands of people attending from all different communities. That's what we're all about. That's who Victoria are. That's what Victorians are. And that's what makes us so different. And we've got to ensure that we harness that. And, you know, that's not easy. The multicultural and diverse nature of Victoria is something that we all work very, very hard to protect. And when those that seek to damage it, we've got to call that out and ensure that, that there are laws to protect those people against those people from behaving that way.
In terms of broadening those laws, the anti-Nazi laws, to include the saloons and
Yeah, look, I think our general hate laws, I've always been told that the bar has been very, very high to get a prosecution, so police have not wanted to go down that path because, quite frankly, a lot of people get off. And that's why we were very prescriptive in the Nazi swastika ban. I don't think we want to get in a situation where we have to ban each and everything. We've got to look at behaviour and whether behaviour is acceptable or not. That behaviour yesterday was unacceptable. It was incitement. Incitement is against the law. Incitement of hate is against the law. And I think that's where we need to be. We need to look at these behavioural actions of individuals. When they incite hate and violence, there needs to be consequences. And the laws, they need to change more broadly to include more issues around that incitement of hate and violence. That's where we need to go. These people's behaviour, that's what we need to call out. And we need to protect those Victorians that want to go about their daily life from those people that behave in this particular way. I think we all failed, quite frankly. I think it was a failure that we don't have a system that actually has the consequences. We're certainly a lot better than so many other places, but we can't stand on our laurels. You know, the fact that we're one of the first to ban the Nazi swastika, I'm very proud of that. But we've got to do whatever we possibly can to ensure people are safe. And at the end of the day, I don't think most people would have felt safe yesterday having Nazis parade outside the front and on the steps of Parliament House. Here behind us, we've got people celebrating Jewish life, and we've got Nazis that want to end Jewish life and end the life of anybody that they don't agree with, and that's effectively white supremacy that has no place here in Victoria.
Have you heard from members of the community? Like, how are they feeling?
Oh, I mean, I've had people contact me today in tears, absolutely in tears. No one could believe the footage existed. We thought it was made up. I mean, to see the way that they choreographed their march on the steps of Parliament and stood on the steps of Parliament is just horrific. It's horrific. You know, people escaped Nazi Germany for a better life, and they have found a better life here in Victoria. They don't need to be reminded of the past by having these fringe anti-Semites, neo-Nazis, effectively behave in this poor manner that they did yesterday.